The date is Thursday, the 12th of March, 2015. My name is Clara Manassian Cook. I'm in South Bromley with Glenys Lee, and this is the second interview where I'm interviewing her experiences for the Wilf Archive at LSE. Glenys, would you like to start us off with where we left off before?
Yes.
With your experience in the 70s.
Yeah. Yes, we left off. And I was just taking it that I was suddenly becoming, not suddenly, but I was becoming aware and much more involved in feminism and the value of that. And that was a new experience for me. I was working at Ladywell in the deaf tea, the team for deaf people in Ladywell. And through those 70s, this is a little bit of a mess up, but there we go. You can edit that bit. I became aware social unrest, really, in Lewisham particularly. And through that, I went to I started to go to a Quaker meeting in Petswood, and because I had met a number of people who were involved in CND, and those CND people alerted me to Quakers and their beliefs that, you know, not to support war and not just don't go to fight, but it was don't support war in any way. And because that was some of the stuff that was going on in Lewisham with me, that the discussions that we were having in Lewisham with. And so that all blended in. And through women, through the Quakers at Petswood, I went to several meetings in London with a group called Mothers for Peace. And that were two elderly people, women, in Quaker homes who had started this thing of contacting mothers in Russia and mothers here in England and getting both of them together. So we would invite Russian women over here to stay in our homes. And that happened with me. I had several groups. Well, yes. A couple of groups came over that I was involved with, but people stayed in my house for, you know, two people would come and stay for a week or more, not much more than a week. Then there would be a group meeting to share ideas, and that was very successful. We liked that, and through that, some of us were invited back to Moscow. Some people were invited back to Moscow, and I was lucky enough to be one of the representatives, which was a real eye-opener to what was going on in Russia.
What was going on in Russia at that time?
It was at the beginning of Perestroika, and when there was this breakdown of... there was this Cold War, and you know, everybody thought Russia was terrible, and the right and the other way, you know, and yet, you know, we as women and mothers particularly had the same interests. We were concerned with our families, we were concerned with providing for them and not killing other people's children. So it was interesting to, we didn't actually stay in people's houses. But we did stay in a group of people in a group at a hotel that they put us up in, and we were also taken around to see collective farms and see people in the home. One particular home I remember going into very strongly. It was not a very big house, but there was a cellar. And she had come down to see my cellar. She pulled this mat back, lifted up the trapdoor, and down we went into the cellar. And food everywhere, all in jars. She'd pickled everything, and, you know, jams and preserved fruits and cabbage and all sorts of stuff that took me back to my grandmother's day when they used to do that. That was the way they lived then. You know, you couldn't just go to the shop and buy stuff. And in fact, when I was in Russia, there was very little in the shops to actually buy. There was stuff in markets where people bought, you know, people from the country brought their food in. But so that was a very interesting episode in my life. And we met up with what was called the Women's Committee in Moscow, where we had chance to talk with women who were quite high up in educational world and engineering and all sorts of things. They were heads of this, that and other. And we had a chance to tell them what was going on in our lives and you know, what we were doing. Anyway, that was quite a good, healthy experience. But I was really glad that I didn't live there, because life was very different and difficult there. Even though, you know, perestroika was, you know, it was, they were beginning to open up a little bit more. Very interesting history of areas that we went to, but, you know, glad we lived here. I was living here. And, you know, I kept in touch with various people for a long time. But also going on at that time, there was this Greenham had started. Greenham women had walked from Wales and around to try to stop nuclear weapons being stored at Greenham. And when they got there, they decided they were going to stay there. And they stayed there then until way into the 90s. And our women's group in Orpington, which was part of CND, started as part of CND. And the women within that group, Bromley and Orpington and Beckenham, decided to get together and form this one group. Now, in the meantime, I had heard about Greenham and had gone down with another friend to see what was going on down there, and found that, you know, they were living in the open, really. They'd made these benders and things to sleep in, and they were having a pretty hard time because it was difficult to have clean, dry clothes and whatnot. So we decided we'd do, Anne and I decided we'd go down every other week and we'd bring their wet things back, you know, blankets and duvets and things, and wash them and take them back and take food down and just to support them. And at that time, this women's group was forming here. So we introduced that to that particular group. And then what happened was that we had a rota of women who would go down, and every week, Anne and I were going every other week, but with the rota, then people would go down every week, just at the weekends, and or maybe just for a day. And we discovered a laundromat near, so we didn't have to bring the stuff home. We just go to the laundromat and get this stuff. And I was also part of the 10 days, you know, various demonstrations happened down there. You know, to try to stop the weapons, we used to go and sleep over so that the women could sleep, because there were lots of vigilantes drilling next door.